This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of January 30th, Monday, January 30th, 2012, convening an open session at 1:23 p.m. Pacific, 4:23 p.m. Eastern Time. Summer Reese, Chair, Bill Kircher, Vice Chair, Afia Wangaza, Secretary. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll, please?
Ken Aaron?
Here.
Ivan Alsame?
Here.
Teresa Allen?
Present.
Nia Bediaco?
Present.
Is it on? Wesley Bethune? Carolyn Burden? Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Bill Crozier?
Here.
Kathy Davis?
Here.
Revelyn Gull? Here. Heather Gray?
Here.
Campbell Johnson?
No. Here.
No. Allie Lexter?
Present.
Ifia Wangaza, present. Laura Priebus?
Here.
Summer Reese?
Present.
Marcel Reed?
Here. Here.
Thank you. George Ryder, excused. Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
Dan Siegel, excused. Alex Steinberg?
Present.
Andrea Turner?
Present.
Okay. Arlene Engelhardt?
Present.
Okay. Laverne Williams?
Present.
We have quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Welcome, members of the public. Thank you for being here. We're going to start with a report out from me as Chair of the Board from Executive Session, and then briefly to Executive Director's report, and we're probably going to run out of time pretty quickly. Over the weekend, we have had extended executive sessions, meeting with our legal counsel and with our auditor, and we discussed a variety of personnel and legal issues, and yes?
Don't we have to approve the
agenda?
Afternoon
Do you know,
agenda?
This morning, when you approved before I got into the room, was that not for the afternoon as well, or no?
I didn't think so.
Okay. All right. Pardon me. Let me back up then. I would like to go ahead and give a report out because I believe the public is interested in certain portions of that, and I'd like to give the executive director the opportunity to finish to give the open portion of her report that she did not give us an executive session. And I don't know what we'll be able to get to after that. I don't think we're going to have sufficient time to staff committees. Quite frankly, that doesn't seem likely. Okay. Lydia?
I move that after your report out on executive session, that we vote on the issue that we started discussing yesterday about the committees. I think we can get that far, because if it goes one way, then it's not a matter of elections. It can all be staffed and we don't lose, you know.
I believe a member has a motion on that issue also. So, okay, that's fine.
So I as much as I want to hear our executive director in public session, but I think it's urgent that we get the committees going. So that's my motion to amend the proposed agenda.
Okay. Thank you. Andrea?
I was wondering, we don't have 5 minutes for the public at all to speak or so, or what?
Well, I think we're breaking in half an hour. That's why when I doubled public comment time, more than doubled it yesterday, because we had many, many members of the public here, and I did try to let the remaining public know that we probably would not have sufficient time for public comment today, at least not before most of our members leave. I'm happy to entertain the idea, but I think it's maybe unrealistic.
Okay, how are you going to fit me in? That's what I want to know.
This was yesterday when we were having the affiliates call in. Afia had wanted to present, to speak regarding affiliates, and I had asked her to wait until we got to the affiliates task force portion of the agenda. Of course, that's deep within committees at this point, which we are not getting to at this meeting. I'm perfectly willing to entertain hearing that after the order of things we have here, but again, time is of the essence, so...
3 minutes.
3 minutes, 5 minutes. Okay, so it's going to take me less than 5 minutes for report out. I suspect the issue over committee staffing may take a little longer with discussion and debate. Arlene, how much time do you need in a public session for your executive director's report, the public portion? More time than we've got, undoubtedly. On the telephone? She's saying if she gives her full report, it will use up the time we have available, which is reasonable. I wouldn't expect it to be less than half an hour, and then we do Q&A, so she's saying perhaps she should give it on the next telephone conference, which will be in 2 weeks. Okay. So, if there's no objection, we could... Yes?
Nope. I'll also have a written version available prior to that.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, so I think that may work out just fine. Okay, so...
Just a quickie.
Yes,
point,
yes,
point of inquiry.
Yes.
So, we're not having any committee reports, but we will have committee elections.
Yes. Okay. Well, hopefully we'll have... Okay. Hopefully we will deal with the issue of populating the committees, although we will not have time for reports, correct?
Thank you.
So, the proposed order would then be report out dealing with the issue of committee population... with motions and discussion accordingly, and I'm perfectly willing to give Afia 5 minutes to report on what is relevant from the affiliates. Alex?
I don't see how we're going to have time for committee elections.
I don't think we will. I think we may only have the discussion portion one. There is one opinion that the bylaws should be interpreted in one way, and there's another opinion that they should be interpreted in the other. I have a feeling that's the only thing we will do. We may, in fact, have to populate them at the next phone meeting, depending on the outcome of that discussion.
A point of information?
Yes, Nia.
Didn't Foundation Council give us an opinion on this yesterday and say the bylaws are clear, that you don't need an election?
He said he hadn't even reviewed it until we asked him the question on the fly, and he gave it a brief, cursory reading. That was his surface. But I think we should probably, rather than discussing that, just go ahead and agree on what we're going to discuss. So if, Campbell?
Yes, he had given one...
Campbell, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to discuss what... And also one has to be careful what we just... No, okay, for starters... We cannot sit here in an open meeting and just have a ranging discussion on what our legal counsel told us yesterday.
That was an open session, so please.
Sorry. Okay, thank you. But regardless of what we discuss, we should discuss it when we get to that portion of whatever we agree upon. So let's just agree upon it, and then we can discuss it when we get there.
Can we call the question on the agenda?
Thank you. So the order would be brief report out, discussion of the committee population issues, and a 5 minutes for affiliates for an update on the affiliates. I'm sure affiliates task force. Is that what this is coming from, Afia?
It's my making my statement as a present affiliate. It won't take 5 minutes.
Okay. Lovely. Yeah. Oh, yeah, from them. Thank you. Ken?
Move to accept agenda.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Any objection? Okay, great. Thank you. Let's do something with what we got here. Okay, folks, so back to the report out. All right, over the weekend, we spent quite a bit of time with our counsel, Mr. Andy Gold, who was here for Saturday and Sunday, and that's why we were tucked away from the public for quite a bit of time. So, again, my apologies to the public on that. And we also met with our auditor. We've gone over various audit issues, personnel issues, and legal matters with legal counsel. Specifically, there's a report out on the KPFA recall election. The board met. The previously agreed upon individual was rescinded, and the motion was then passed unanimously, I believe. empowering me, authorizing me to go ahead and make a selection, which is what I was authorized to do previously, but there was some issue with that, and that I do not need to bring this selection back to the board for any additional approval. This will be, I have been appointed to hire a recall supervisor, and I am leaning towards a company which I disclosed fully to the board rather than an individual in the hopes of, God bless you, of accomplishing this in the most efficient and effective manner under the circumstances. But we did fully clarify this is not a decision which will come back to the board again for further review. I have been authorized to hire an election supervisor, and that is what I will do. And since this is another volunteer task I'm undertaking, and there is one of me, I letting everyone know in advance, this will probably mean about 2 weeks from now, because realistically, I have to spend some time vetting additional possibilities, including companies, and doing appropriate research, since I obviously hope to make a decision which will be acceptable to all of the board, even though I don't need to bring it back to them. I hope to make a selection which does not cause controversy regarding the selected entity or individual to conduct the recall. So that delay is inevitable because I'm one unpaid human being who is doing this, and I will delegate certain research tasks to other people, but I hope to have someone hired and in position within the next 2 weeks, and that's the report out as to the recall. And everything else was personnel and legal matters, and I don't believe there's anything specific that needs to be reported out about any of those matters to the public. So we can move on to discussion unless the board has anything further, but I believe those are the report outs. And we can move on to the discussion of committee population. Yes, Andrea, have I forgotten something? If I have, tell me.
Yeah. What's important is that we as a board have no authority to approve or disapprove of your selection.
That is correct. And legal counsel concurred with that. The board has selected me to make this decision, and I will not be bringing it back for approval or disapproval by this board. So if people have issues with the selection I make, that will just be the way it is. I will do my best to make a selection that I hope will be acceptable to everyone concerned. But if it's not, we're still going to move forward here so that we get this done. And that was all clarified. Legal counsel backed that up. The board completely supported that, and that's what we're doing. So my pledge to the public is I'll get you a recall, supervisor, and we're going to move forward with this and to the board. And obviously I'll keep everyone informed as we move along. So thank you.